Yeah.
You know, they got to cut me from all the way top to bottom and, you know, take all those out. And it's 14 of them. That's starting from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Would that be possible that if they did that, it would alleviate some of the pinching on your nerves?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Have you thought about it?
Yeah. I just went to the doctor and talked to him about it last week.
Oh, yeah, what's he saying?
Yeah, I got it.
Good morning. Well, I guess good afternoon at this point. Looks like Highway Patrol just finished pulling someone over. I would not like to be their next victim. Last thing I need is the potential possibility of having my being pulled to the ground and just having a knee, you know, crushing down on my neck until I pass away. And, you know, I joke about that, but, I mean, I guess it's not really a laughing matter, because it's, you know, as you guys saw from the video, it's evidently something that's very, you know, plausible and has happened and may continue to happen in the future, for all we know. So hopefully there is some change, but, you know, it doesn't change the fact that as a minority in America, you know, whether that's Latino, a black, or some minority Asian, you're going to be prosecuted, or not prosecuted, but you're going to be judged, you're going to be, you're not going to be given the benefit of the doubt. And when you're a minority, you know, you're often raised to fear the police. You know, you're not, your parents don't instill in your mind that they're heroes, you know, because oftentimes, you know, speaking from a black perspective, you know, I know a lot of black people, when they're growing up, they get talked to, you know, by their parents, so they so they're aware of what can happen if they get pulled over, so they know what to do if that circumstance were to come up. And oftentimes they, you know, you learn to react a certain way in certain circumstances. And then from a Latino immigrant perspective, from a Mexican perspective, you're taught to just avoid police because, you know, you could get deported for a small infraction. You know, I've heard stories of people given false charges just so they can be deported, and deported on small infractions on top of it. So, you know, it's just something that it's just unnecessary stress that minorities have to deal with. I know if you listen back to a lot of my podcasts, anytime I see a police officer, you know, it's just not a normal thing. You know, I'm on high alert because regardless if I fear them or not, I don't want to be put in that position to sorry, that was a stupid turn. Yeah, I don't want to be in a position to have potential harm done to me, you know, if I can avoid it. So I'm always on, you know, higher than normal alert when I'm seeing police officers, you know, and I'm not, I know I'm not the only one. I know a lot of other people have the same feeling towards law enforcement, you know, and it's, you know, it's, at one point I did want to even be a police officer, you know, that's the crazy thing. But as I got older, as I started noticing just a lot of the injustices and a lot of the things that could go wrong as a police officer, because they don't have the easiest job, you know. I would hate to be walking on eggshells, you know, at every single, let's just go back to IT, you know, IT people, we have tickets, right? That's how you measure our job performance or production. You know, police officers, they have a different way of getting their production measured, you know, and that's maybe by day-to-day incidents that they respond to, you know, calls to 911 that have to be, taken care of, you know. Anyways, right now I'm actually, I'm sorry, I didn't even say what day, what today's date was or anything. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2020, and welcome to the Apoch Lee Show. If I didn't introduce myself earlier, I do appreciate anyone taking the time to listen to this right now. If you have listened to this for a while and you appreciate my content, please go ahead and follow me, subscribe to me on whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, I'm on all platforms. I'm not sure if that's good. I've noticed that a lot of other people don't do this, but I figured, you know, if I have my podcast, why limit it to certain platforms, because I do have, you know, a very small following, if any following at all. So I figured it would be best for me to take advantage of any platform that would grant me access, that would grant my podcast access to their platform. So, you know, I at some point I did go through and look for any instance that and look for any instance of anyway, sorry, I got distracted here. I forgot what I was talking about. Honestly, I guess it must have not been that important. It's super hot. I'm gonna have some food here on my lunch break at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Things are about to get good, it says. White cheddar cheese curds. It looks like you can order that as a side. And if you're looking for employment, it looks like they're wanting people to join their team. Exolab. Ecolab. Looks like an X. It looked like an X for some reason. Ecolab. Wonder what they do. Like someone is enjoying their break, so let's look at their menu here while I wait to take my order. So they have specialty custards, signature turtle, hot fudge, hot caramel, toasted pecans, whipped cream, and a cherry. They got the PB&C, Reese's peanut butter cup, banana whipped cream and cherry, dirt and worms, Oreo cookies, gummy worms, whipped cream, and cherry. So, oof. I think I'm just going to go with their bacon and cheese double steak burger. I had that last time. It was amazing. I felt like their customer service was pretty decent. So, that's probably what I'm going to go with. Maybe no onions, though. Although, I have liked onions more as I've grown up. It's just become a habit, you know. I feel like it's a distraction, but if done right, I like it now. You know, that's something I've acquired over the years. I used to hate onions, you know, and it wasn't really the taste, it was just the texture, you know, and I still, that's something I can't do. I hate fresh onions. I hate the taste of fresh onions. But grilled onions, if cooked right, deep fried onions, if cooked right, you know, I love them. You know, I love In-N-Out's onions. You know, they're wonderful. You know, let me give you some other examples of what they have here. So they have the Hawaiian Delight. These are their custards. So pineapple, strawberry, coconut, macadamia nuts, whipped cream, and sherry. They have the Chocolate Brownie Delight. This is a chocolate custard, hot fudge, brownie, whipped cream, and the cherry. So, you know, let me know if which one of those sounds good and which ones of those you would actually choose. So I'll go over their menu since we're just waiting and these guys are taking forever ordering the whole menu. So for number one, they have a Freddy Original Double. So that's $8.69, and you can order it without cheese for 50 cents less. It looks like a pretty typical burger, steak style. So they have a weird way of doing their burgers. They like flatten it out into like a steak patty, and then that's what they use to cook it. So it's a it gives it a unique flavor and taste, and I love this place. I used to go here all the time when I worked at my previous company. So now I just come here every once in a while, and I happen to be in the area, so let's go ahead and just do it, right? So for two, they have the bacon and cheese double steak burger, which I said I was gonna do. Probably get one of those delicious Mexican Cokes. Because I'm Mexican, even though they don't have Mexican Cokes here, but I'm a fiend. That's something that, you know, I need a kick here soon, very soon. As I start my transformation, and you guys will see that in the upcoming months. So there's also a double steak burger, California style. So I guess they're trying to mimic In-N-Out's burger there, but you know, I'd rather definitely get the bacon cheese double. Looks like they have a patty melt, which is looks like a. Let me look at it over. So I do have to move ahead now, but they have a patty melt, which looks like it's a grilled cheese sandwich, but has meat in it. Let's see. I promise. So there's a message from their CEO or their founder. It says, "I promise we'll never start cooking until you order. Hot and fresh is always worth the wait." So that's an amazing it's an amazing way to run your business, and it's true. My food's always great here. You know, even if I eat it 20 minutes from now, it's gonna be nice and fresh and tasty. So it's my turn to come up. Let me go ahead and get this order.
Thank you for choosing Freddy's. My name is Sam. How can I help you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Can I get the number two combo with no onions?
Number two combo with no onions? All right, so does have mustard and pickles. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, would you like to update your nail pool live today?
Yeah, please, Sam. Can I get on the side the chili cheese fries?
Of course you can. And then what would you like to drink with that?
I'll do the Coke.
A Coke? We have Pepsi. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, Pepsi? All right. Can I get your beyond today?
That will be it.
All right. Any sauces for this?
Fry sauce, please.
Fry sauce? Of course. It's going to be $12.44 at the window, please. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys heard that. $12.44. Wow, what a bargain. You know, it's pretty, honestly, it's pretty expensive. But like I said, it's a good treat if you want to treat yourself every once in a while. It's not very expensive if you're only coming here every once in a while. It looks like Fox 13 News is rolling up around here. Let's see where they go. Maybe I'll follow them and get a story after the drive-thru. Let's see if I see them. Oh, man. Fox 13 News, man. They're getting in the drive-thru. It's probably an intern picking up food for the whole crew up in Fox 13. What a nice guy. Riding up in his Fox 13 vehicle. Oh man, it's so hot. It's 84 degrees. I don't want to roll the window down right now though, because there's just people on the drive-thru, and I don't want them to listen to my podcast for free. Kind of a guy would I be? Kind of a podcaster would I be if I allowed them to do that? So if they want to listen to me, you know, they're more than welcome to go to approachsleeppodcast.com or go to apple.com. Or, you know, pull up the podcast app on their iPhones and just search Opochtli. O-P-O-C-H-T-I-T-L-I. You know, people think that's a hard thing to remember, but it's not, you know. Probably is, you know. And I'm hoping that that doesn't hurt me in the long run, is having just that unique name. Oh my god, I'm freaking dehydrated, I feel like. This guy in front of me in his Ford F-150 ordered, took like 20 minutes in the drive-thru. Not really, you know, you guys probably know the exact time, but he did take, you know, because we were waiting on him to order ever since I pulled up. And looks like all he got was, well, he did get 1, 2, 3 bags of food, you know, so he did order the whole menu. And ever since I had pulled up, you know, I had been waiting for him to order. So now what I'm gonna go ahead and do is put on my mask, because they finally got their food. I want to be ready for her. So I'm actually wearing a mask. I hope it doesn't sound too bad. It might actually sound better. It might serve as a pop filter. So for some reason, I don't think they got all their freaking food. I'm still waiting on more food. Holy cow. They ordered the menu. One day I'll order the menu, but not at lunchtime, at a more convenient time for everybody. But yeah, ever since I rolled up, you know, he was ordering, and I had time to look over the entire menu, give you guys the entire menu spectrum, you know, and All right, well, it's coming up. I don't know whether I should stop the podcast or keep it going. I just think it's kind of fun to get collabs with these employees, whether they know it or not. But I put on my mask. I had it. Why not? I figured they'd probably feel a lot more comfortable with me wearing it than... than not. All right, here we go. Yeah, sorry. Is that it?
Yep.
Awesome. Have a good one. Yeah, so I think she knew I was recording. She didn't really want to talk or say much. It's kind of funny. Looks like this Ecolab guy is actually cleaning up or doing some sort of testing or auditing of Freddy's. Looks like, you know, they're hiring at $11 an hour, you know, so if anyone in Utah is looking for a entry-level position, you know, at $11 a room an hour, come here at Freddy's, you know. I think it will be very good for you to learn how to make their steak burgers and do them yourself in the future if that's all you get from that job. What the fuck is going on? Isn't that my boy? They're beeping at the other car. Fucking assholes. Why do they care? Like, it's a... What was going on? So, they had a stop sign. I didn't have a stop sign. I could turn left whenever. So I don't know if they were beeping at me or the person behind me. But when you have a stop sign, you need to yield. You need to yield to anyone who doesn't have a stop sign. So for them to beep, maybe they knew I was doing my podcast and they wanted a shout out, and it was someone I knew, which is very very high probability, because I'm in my hood town of West Valley City, heading back home, getting back to the shift. I'm probably a little bit late for my shift, but, you know, I've put in a lot of hours this week. Probably too many hours, you know, and I really can't complain because I really do need to start grinding and earning more money to keep my lifestyle afloat. So, you know, I should probably try to get back as soon as possible, but at the same time, I'm not stressing it. You know, I'm all about having a good work-life balance now, you know, and that's something I haven't had in a long time, you know, and it's something I'm still striving for. To lose everything. I have these piece of shit sweats that everything falls out of. Whatever. So what is there to talk about? What can I... how can I provide some value for you guys? You know, that's something I've been... thinking about, you know, and learning about, writing about, you know, just getting ready for this next phase in this hobby of mine. As I try to expand, I try to make it better, I try to improve on my previous concept, ordering some new equipment, you know, so... I definitely, you know, if anyone's listening, I do appreciate you sticking around while I get everything set up and going. I do want to apologize if you are experiencing any issues with quality or even quantity or, you know, whatever it is, you know. Hopefully I can help move that in the right direction in the future. Yeah. Beautiful though. I definitely don't want to go back to work though. Who does? It really makes the day go by a lot better, a lot smoother. You're a lot more relaxed when you do take a break, especially a long lunch break like myself. I intended to take an hour. You know, it's been an hour and a half, and I'm still not even home yet. But, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm probably 4 hours over this week. Just working overtime, staying late. So I can afford to be a little slackish right now. You know, I had a busy ass morning working with an asshole from a sales guy, asshole manager from the East Coast. You know, and I'm trying to remember what he called me, but it wasn't rude. You know, he had to go back and delete it and change up the wording, you know, because he knew he might have potentially crossed the line. And I can't remember, is like aloof or did you go so? But I looked up the word and it basically meant having like a crazy moment or you know, confused moment, an erratic moment of time. So that's how they defined it, you know. I don't know what that meant though. It kind of makes me laugh, but yeah, he was an asshole. He was so, you know, my point was I was helping him even though he was not my responsibility. His department was not my responsibility. And his problem was not my responsibility. You know, like, I don't care if you're having issues, you know, like, I do care. But not if you're an asshole. You know, if you're an asshole, you know, and you're having inconvenient issues, like, you're still able to work, but you're just inconvenienced, you know, you feel you're privileged enough to where your issue is more important than anything else going on in the world. Like, everything has to revolve around you, you know. So apart from me doing him a favor, you know, and going out of my way to try to facilitate his needs and try to help him out, you know, he just disregarded what I did for him, you know, and treated me and acted like an asshole, you know, in his treatment of me. I'm actually going to pick up some stuff here at a pharmacy, and for that I will be pausing the podcast momentarily. I also need to find my wallet, to find something. But anyways, be right back. Alright, thank you for holding. I'm back. Just finished my picking up my prescription. And I didn't want to pull you guys through that. I already made you wait for me on a drive-thru, you know. And it's just kind of awkward for me to talk normally when my window rolled down and other people with their window rolled down at a distance where we can certainly hear each other speak. So, appreciate you holding on there with me. It seems like this one's going to be a little bit of a longer podcast, but, you know, I feel really good about my lunch, even though you know, I'm pushing towards 2 hours now. You know, I'm an hour and a half into it. On my way home now, I'll probably be home in a good 10 minutes. Probably should slow down because I'm, well, I was going 30, 35, 37. But like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of cops on this street. I think this street is, you know, those 2 miles an hour, you know. Didn't even realize I was speeding a little bit when I said that. My car can't really pick up speed that much, you know, so the only way I'm speeding is if I'm forcefully speeding. Otherwise, it's really hard for me to pick up that speed, necessarily to speed, you know. Like, I can barely keep the regular road limit, which is 40. But anyways, it's good to really get your shit done during your lunch break, you know. Maybe it was a long lunch, but it broke up my day, you know, a little bit. So I'm not, you know, all stressed out, all amped up, you know. And I was starting to get really hungry and upset. So I'm glad I was able to hold out an hour to pick up this good food while I ran other errands downtown. So yeah, it's really good. You know, I got errands done. I got my errands done. Got some food. Got a podcast in. You know, that's always good to squeeze in. Keep the momentum going. So definitely a good day so far. Well, I don't know. I've been really stressed out lately, to be honest. Really not feeling good, you know, getting really angry at people around me, getting really angry at friends, you know, and just been really angsty, really in a bad mood, you know, and other people have been in a bad mood, and it's just been a mess, you know, and I just don't want to deal with anyone, you know. I want to maybe deal with a couple people, you know. But the people I want to deal with don't want to deal with me, you know, and it feels like the people who do want to deal with me don't necessarily have the best intentions, you know. They seems like they have selfish intentions or self-benefiting intentions, you know, so... it's whatever, you know. I'm used to people using me like Aladdin. Using me like Aladdin, no steak. I don't know where I heard that from, but I don't know. Probably in this podcast here real soon, but I'm just happy that I was able to do these things and talk to you guys, communicate with you guys. Like I said, I'm still working out a lot of kinks. You know, I know it's been a long time waiting, and you know, there's been a lot of unfulfilled talking that's happened. But I want to assure you guys, it's merely not because I'm lazy. It's just because of circumstances. Maybe I, you know, had to work a lot more. You know, when this COVID thing happened, you know, I was basically working 180 hours, you know, every 2 weeks. You know, that was like 300 hours, 300 and something hours in a month dedicated to just working nonstop. You know, no break or very little breaks, you know, and that really helped me out financially, not gonna lie, but you know, at some point, you know, there's only so much you can do before you get, you know, burnt out. So, and I do see a bunch of emails coming in, so I'm not looking forward to what I'm coming back to. But you know, I was working with a really nice person earlier who's had some issues for a while, has been helped by several other people, but no one has seemed to help her. And you know, I helped her with one of her issues within 1 minute, as she's dealt with months for months, you know. And I'm gonna try to take care of another issue that she's been dealing with. So I should be able to finish off the day just doing that and a couple other emails and busy tasks, which aren't necessarily my favorite, but I guess I'm going to buckle down and do them today. And that's why I'm rewarding myself with some good food, so I can use that energy towards annoying ass shit that I shouldn't have to do and don't want to do. So, let's see. Oh crap, freaking full film. Oh, good. People are moving. That's really good news. Happy, happy, happy. Alright, well, I'm here. Pokeball going off. Faithful Pokespawn area in my yard. And we made it safely, fam. So any last words? Oh, well, here's a Pokemon hatching. I just got home and there's a Pokemon hatching a 10 egg. And it's a Pharaoh Seed. 512 if you guys play Pokemon Go. Alright, well, I'm getting messages. Seems like shit's hitting the fan about now. So I'm gonna let you guys go. Thank you for catching the show and see ya.